Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Without a doubt, it was the most stunning game of the college football season so far, maybe many seasons. Penn State losing to UCLA, and it's got all kinds of fire raging around James Franklin. Let's hear from some callers on that, Limits, before we get to the widely acclaimed Limitless Express.
Let's do it. Here is Corey. He is a Penn State grad.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Actually, I'm not a grad. I'm just a fan, just to set the record straight. But anyway, with Franklin, one of the big issues I have is he'll act like a Mr. Tough Guy against Nevada, Buffalo, those teams. Even end of game stuff, like he'll be screaming at his true freshman players, backups, if they make a mistake, the officials. But then, you know, they're up by 40 points. But then against Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan, their junior, senior makes a mistake, a big, you know, key mistakes. No emotion, no yelling at officials. It makes no sense to me. And even against UCLA, if you noticed, they showed his face a lot. I didn't see him get angry once throughout the whole game, and that was your whole season just going down the drain. What are you doing?
Yeah, that makes him sound like a front runner, which might be the case, and I appreciate the call. And the end of the first half was such a disaster. I went back and looked at it today, and Brad Nessler and Gary Danielson were just completely flabbergasted with what is this guy doing? They had, first of all, they ran it twice from like the UCLA 48 or 44 yard line. They run it twice after the 2 minute warning. They have all three timeouts. They don't use any of them. They look completely disorganized trying to line up for their third down play. And then UCLA calls timeout. And at this point, Nessler and Danielson are like, what are they doing? Nessler says, this is the weirdest sequence I've seen in 10 years in college football. Then, well, on that third down play, first of all, Aller got tackled, I believe, on a scramble short of the sticks. And they still, at 57 seconds when he got tackled, it ran down to 36 seconds. They're still way out at the 38-yard line. And then UCLA called timeout. Then Penn State gets stopped on the next play, and UCLA scores before the half. It was just mind-blowing. But Limits, time is of the essence here. Let's get to the Limitless Express.
Oh, all right, Joe. Let's do it. Let's dive right in. Please jump aboard. Come one, come all, not to the Wheel of Ball, but to the Limitless Express.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
And last but not least, now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. I love the little beers, the beer cracking at the end. Limits, you're on top of your game this week. What do you got?
All right, Joe. Well, the Browns, they are trying to change up some things with their game. They had a trade yesterday with the Jaguars that was officially announced today. So George Pickens' old buddy Greg Newsome was traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars for a 2026, including a 2026 six-round pick in the deal. They get Tyson Campbell back in a 2026 seventh, so they swap corners and late-round picks. I thought Greg Newsome was a pretty good player for them. I'm surprised that they did this deal. Campbell's also playing well for the Jags. To me, this kind of looks like a what type of trade on both sides. Like I don't understand this deal.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I have the scouting reports on either one of these two corners. I don't, but they seem of a similar pedigree, don't they? You're right. It's just an odd trade. It makes you wonder if other things were going on with either or both of them. I don't know. I don't care. The Browns, either way, are coming here with a pretty good defense, with a decent team, actually. Now, they're still the Browns, so they're always going to find ways to lose. But they beat the Packers, and they were competitive until the gun with the Vikings. So why wouldn't this be a competitive game? You know what I mean? I think the Steelers will win. I think they have trends in their favor, whether it's Tomlin 18-0 at home against the Browns. What's his record after bye weeks? 14-4, I believe. Hokie gave us another one, 24-6. Don't quote me on that one, against rookie quarterbacks. There's too many trends in the Steelers' favor. On the other hand, there's the old Bob Prince line about hidden vigorish. Isn't there limits that at some point all these streaks must end?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Aaron Rodgers discussed the AFC North, Joe. This is what he has to say about his first divisional game.
In my own time in the North and the NFC, you know, I think there was always a great rivalry with Chicago. Minnesota, the states kind of don't like each other, so there was more bad blood between the fans. And Detroit, there wasn't the same type of energy. We wanted to beat them, but there wasn't like the hatred that the Wisconsin people have for Minnesota, or just the old school, you know, 100-year rivalry with Big Chicago and Little Green Bay. It seems like with this, that kind of the rivalry is with the Browns, and the hatred goes, you know, both ways between Steelers, Bengals, and Steelers, Ravens.
I saw something that said that Patrick Queen was basically underselling the Rodgers, the Browns rivalry, though. The Steelers and Browns rivalry. I'm kind of surprised by that. Like, don't you think Steelers, Browns is a decent rivalry?
Yeah, it's a decent rivalry. The hottest one over history is obviously Steelers, Ravens. I thought Steelers, Bengals stole it for a while when the Bengals were good and they were having those just vicious battles against Vontaze Burfict and company, and they met in the playoffs the 1 year. I thought it actually became the bigger of the two.
With the red rifle.
But the Browns have been, you know, mostly low-key rivals over the years because they're the Browns. And you go back to the 70s and stuff, and then it was the hottest one in division for sure. But the Browns hardly ever win. I know they've won a couple times at home in recent years. But I think it goes, and maybe it surpassed the Bengals again. I think right now in the AFC North, the rivalries go Ravens, Browns, Bengals. You?
I would agree with that, yeah. And I feel like the Ravens are always going to be up there just because of some of those playoff matchups.
The
playoffs heighten everything.
It'll just never be the same, that's all. Even when they met in the playoffs last year, it's just, you just can't have it the way it was. And I don't know whether it's the style of football they play these days. Sometimes I think it's overdone when they say, oh, you can't hit people anymore. Yes, you can. Every week, guys get absolutely racked up in the NFL, and there's huge hits all the time. I think it's more about the personalities and star power. I mean, you looked at the height of Steelers-Ravens, and on one side, you had Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Terrell Suggs. And on the other side, you had James Harrison and Paul Amalu and Ben and all those guys. Hines Ward, Jerome Bettis. The Ravens had really good running backs, you know, now and again. They had Flacco became sort of a star in his own right. It was Billick against Cowher back then, turned into Tomlin and Harbaugh. It can never be the same. It'll never be the same as that.
Well, and the style's different, but I think the other thing is, like, both teams were consistently competing for the Super Bowl.
That's true, too.
And you knew that they were actually Super Bowl threats, especially meeting in the AFC Championship game in 08. Like, right now, when's the last time you can actually say that the Steelers were a Super Bowl threat? 17, when they were upset by the Jags? Like, the Ravens have been there, but the Steelers have not. And at times when the Steelers were there in those 17, 18 years, the Ravens were right around there, yeah, but not nearly as much as those 08, 09, 2010 years.
Next.
This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the big lineups that they've been using, those jumbo packages and Les Freiermuth.
Because defenses are playing nickel personnel to 12. That's the main reason. So if you want to do that, then you got to run the football effectively, and that opens up some of the passing game.
That makes sense. You know, sometimes it's a complicated game. Sometimes it's not. If you have small guys, run on them. And from the other side of it, if you're a defense and you're not really afraid of the Steelers running game, then you don't have to load the box. You can play two safeties back there, which is cover two, which they're seeing a ton of. And the Steelers have to be able to run to make teams pay and move another safety into the box. It's really simple. And maybe they took a step in that direction against the Vikings, against a pretty good defense. Yeah, they had some injuries, but they have a great coordinator and still had a lot of talent on the field. And that was the Steelers' best game in terms of running the ball and their offensive line. I was encouraged. I mean, it would make sense. If this offensive line is ever going to be good together, it would make sense that as young guys, there's still plenty of room for growth together. I think sometimes we forget that. That is mostly a very young offensive line. Fatanu's barely played. Zach Frazier has 1 year. Broderick Jones has no years at his best position. And Mason McCormick has 1 year. It's an unbelievably young offensive line. So when they take what I thought was a pretty big step in a game like that, I think it's significant, and I think there's a lot of room for growth. I'm not making any guarantees, but I think I tend to forget how young they truly are.
Yeah, I'm encouraged. I'm a little bit concerned that in this game against the Browns with a really good front seven that they could end up showing that last week was a one-hit wonder. Like, there's a true possibility of that, that the Bengals' defensive line is not that great. I mean, you have to protect against Hendrickson, but this, I think, is going to be a huge test for them. A really big test, just to be able to find out what you're made of up front on that offensive line. Garrett going up against Broderick Jones. Like, is he the turnstiles or is he TSA stopping him at the airport?
Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.